Let's turn in the Word of God to Matthew 18. In Matthew 18, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 35. In Matthew 18, beginning in verse 1, these are God's words, so give your attention to them. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep and over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you've gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." And Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servant. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold, with his wife and children, all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, 'Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' And the master of the servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, 'Pay me what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servant saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?' And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. so my heavenly Father also will do to you, if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses." Those are God's words. It's a reminder, especially there at the end of the ending of the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that our Lord Jesus taught the disciples, taught us, and how to pray about forgiveness. And this passage we covered recently about church discipline and the guiding hand of the shepherd to all the saints, and for all the saints to not cause the little ones, the weak in faith, to stumble, and rather to guide them along. And where we sin, that we are there we are to put it to death. In passages we also hear of when we see others in sin and others have sinned against us, and what we must do in seeking reconciliation with them. In humility and love, pointing out their sin and calling them back to Christ. And then as we just made mention, verse 21 and following, how much we ought to forgive someone of their sins, that our that your forgiveness of someone's wrong against you is required of you. That you should always forgive them from your heart. And that comes with the warning that if you don't forgive from your heart those who have done wrong to you, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you. And so we're to be a loving people, a humble people, but also a forgiving people. And that's not easy. And so we must trust and pray for the righteousness that's found in our Savior Jesus Christ, that we would be righteous as He is righteous. Let's pray. Father, we give You praise again. We're thankful for Your Son, who is our righteousness, our Advocate, Jesus Christ, the Righteous One. We're thankful that though we sin, if we confess our sins, You are faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so, Father, we come confessing our sins. We've broken Your commandments. We've not loved You. We've not loved our neighbor. And Father, we seek to confess our sins, even of those who we ought to forgive in our hearts, ought to love and seek to love our neighbors who have done us wrong, even to reconcile with them back as we've done them wrong or they've done us wrong. And yet often we've just let it go and we've not sought reconciliation. And hope time would reconcile us back again. And yet that's not Your plan. Your commandments show very clearly we ought to go to that One, as hard as that is to do, and seek reconciliation. So, Father, we pray that it would be people, brothers and sisters, who would seek reconciliation with each other. And then, Father, we pray that we would, when someone sins against us, that we would love them and humble ourselves before Your throne, even to serve them and even forgive them. For if we do not forgive from our heart, then You, Father, will not forgive us of our sins. And we, in that, are reminded of the Lord's Prayer. That we pray unto You, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And so, Father, help us to be people who forgive and seek reconciliation. And Father, we also ask that You would continue showing us Your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful for Him. We're thankful for the gospel. We pray that from all here would come unto You in Christ. And they would seek after, we would all seek after You in Christ. And that as we have our fears of man and fears of this world, we would turn to Christ and fear Him alone. As we fear viruses or fear things of this world and troubles and trials, that in each one of them we would turn unto Christ, Your Son, and seek for help. And seek for grace and mercy, and not trust the ways of the world and the things and the methods of the world, but trust You alone. Father, this evening we do pray for Libby Main, that You would heal her body and that You would grant to her comfort, so that she would not be lonely in the hospital, that Dave and his brother and time would be able to visit her, and that I would be able to visit her this evening, if that be Your will. that she might be comforted with the gospel. And Father, we also pray that you would heal her. We pray that she would not need surgery, but that it would just need, as the doctors hope, to be go through the training and the recuperation process. And Father, we also ask that you be with her. You know that she can be confused at times. And so we pray that you would give her a clear mind to understand what's happening. And she'd not be confused or even lost in a sense or feel that way. But that you would give her a clear sense of direction and hope in Christ, your Son. We do pray for the Stevenson family and Mark's mother and the extended family, that you would comfort them with the death of Mark's father. We ask that you would grant to them a love and a comfort that is only found in Christ your Son. And knowing the death of a loved one is nothing easy. And Father, we pray that you would give them hope and encouragement, even Mark and Calvin as they're here this evening. Encourage them in Christ. And then, Father, we do praise you. And we're thankful for the many good things that you've done in all of our lives, that you've brought us to you, that you've called us out of our sins and called us unto Christ, your Son, by your grace. We're thankful as we think back to things like in Romans 8 and 9 and the eternal love that you have always shown to us. And your electing love and your eternal foreknowledge. You've always loved us, even when we were not yet created, we were not yet born or conceived in our mother's womb. And so, Father, we're thankful that you eternally love us and that you continue to love us despite our sin. And show mercy, we pray, and grace, and build us up in the faith that you would that we would all be able to say we believe and yet help our unbelief. Father, as we continue worshiping you this evening, we do ask for continued healing for Larry and Chuck and Jeannie. Grant to them your strength. And we're thankful for Larry that he's not had much pain or any pain. And I pray that he'd be able to go to the doctor soon and get the everything removed from his arm at the right time, and that there would be complete healing. And pray for Chuck and Jeannie, you give them great strength in their bodies. And Father, we ask that you'd heal them of their infirmities. Father, as we continue now worshiping you, we pray that you would help us. You would give that full assurance, full assistance of your Holy Spirit to focus intently upon your word and to learn your ways. For apart from you, we can do nothing. And so, Father, help us now. We pray in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.